carefully to the following list of options.
Hello? Hello?
Morgan.
Oh, yes, is this Sam or Mike?
This is Sam.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm sorry to bother you because I talked your ear off yesterday, but anyhow, you got my email?
I did get your email.
Okay, was it pretty simple and straightforward? It wasn't difficult or onerous, was it?
Well, here's I'll make this real easy for you.
Okay.
Mike's not answering it, neither am I.
Oh, y'all, you want me to get a lawyer and depose y'all? Or do a public records request? It'll be a pain in the ass. I mean, what did I do to piss y'all off? Right.
Public records request would not make Mike talk to you. Forget that. If you public records request is for records.
Right. Okay.
Tell somebody.
Well, now he did make me a promise, and I do have a pretty good case.
Okay.
That,
well, look. He's not going to talk to you.
Okay. Look,
he's already told you.
Okay.
If you want this investigated, go file it with law enforcement. Now you can play whatever game you want to.
I'm not playing a game. The law enforcement.
Exactly what this
I'm
is.
Not. Listen, I'm not playing a game.
If you want to file it with law enforcement?
I will.
Don't. But nobody's going to sit here and play your games and try to you're trying to get somebody into admitting something that maybe happened or didn't happen.
You called me a liar?
Well, no, I'm not.
All right, then. I'm not lying to you. He spoke to me, and he gave me a promise. Now, I'll admit it was a long time ago.
Let me tell you this, okay? Even giving you the benefit of the doubt, assuming that's the case, mm-hmm. He's not going to talk to you about this. Okay? I've told you, and you don't want to listen, that if you want it pursued, you have to file it with
law enforcement. Well, okay, I'm trying to tell you that when I speak to any of the law enforcement agencies, they're going to pull out the statute books, and they're going to say there's this magical thing called a statute of limitations.
And you should have filed it sooner.
Now, I did with y'all guys, and a citizen is able to file something with y'all, and I know that you were uncertain about this.
Calling Mike is not filing something.
Okay, well, listen, there's case law, and I don't know if you're not a lawyer, neither am I, but there is case law that says if a person makes a good faith effort to get something investigated, and then the time limits run out, and they did make a good faith effort, which I did. I talked to a boatload of police officers. Y'all were not the only people I talked to. So I have a pretty solid case, okay? But the thing of it is he did talk to me, and they're going to ask me, well, if the statute of limitations runs out, the only way the case law will be good is if you can show us that you made a good faith effort. And I'm not asking y'all to admit that you did anything wrong. I'm not asking you to lie or anything. I'm simply asking you to tell whatever truth happened, okay? So the bottom line is...
You're worried about the statute of limitations?
Well, hold on. Did Mike say that he never spoke to me? That he couldn't remember it? Or did he say, yeah, I spoke to the guy, or what?
I'm not discussing my conversation with Mike with you. If you want this investigated, go file it with law enforcement.
Well, at least you spoke to me a long time ago. I mean, that much is certain, right? I mean, you recall it, I guess.
I recall having a conversation with you previously.
Right, and I don't remember all the allegations, but you remember the public records request. And you actually did try, and I appreciate that. And so the fact that they refused to grant the public records request after me contacting them twice and then you contacting them at least once is not y'all's fault. But the fact of the matter is that when...
Well, okay,
but now the thing of it is, Sam, Cardinelli, is this right here, is that I simply want a document that I made a good faith effort. I'm not trying to get y'all's butt in trouble.
I can't give you that, okay? You have a problem that you want it, you have an alleged crime you want investigated, you need to call law enforcement and file it with them.
So, what would happen if you gave me some documentation that y'all...
It's not going to happen, so there ain't no what ifs. I'm not playing that game with you. You're not listening to me.
What are you afraid of? That you would get in trouble for not doing your job?
There's nothing to be afraid of.
No, hold on. Okay, your answer is no. That's fine, but why?
Because he's not going to.
No, I'm asking you why. I'm not asking you to speak for the other guy. I'm asking you to speak for yourself.
Why isn't he going to do
it? No. You already told me you said that you didn't want to speak for another person. Why aren't you going to give me any documentation showing that we spoke in the past? You know, kind of help my case along. I'm not trying to get you in trouble, just sort of... trying to help my case along, showing that I made a good faith effort.
The only thing that I could give you, if I was going to do anything like
right.
that, would be that we spoke in the past, but I'd have to say I don't remember the conversation all that well.
You actually remembered something that I didn't, and that was the fact...
There's some vague...
Right, yeah, you actually remember the thing...
I'm not going to put in writing what you want me to put in writing, so you can march back and, you know, play lawyer with law enforcement. I'm not doing that.
Well, you actually remember the public records request, which I was...
I do remember that, and I remember calling Jack Gillen, and, you know, my recollection is it was done and... you got what you wanted, but you...
No, I did not. No, absolutely not. If I had, why would I be squawking
I
like
no
a bird?
Idea,
listen. Okay, listen to me.
You know, I don't care whether you believe me or not.
No. I believe that you made a good faith effort.
I called Jack Gillen and talked to him about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as far as I know, you got what you wanted. Now,
Okay, that's fine. You made an effort. Listen to me, okay? If you don't want to put something in writing,
I'm not going to.
Then for God's sake, don't. But your conscience is probably speaking to you. You have a conscience.
You're far off base there. My conscience ain't speaking to me. I'm telling you the truth. I don't remember the conversation.
You remember a little bit.
I just told you that. I don't remember the thing. Completely. There's some vague things I remember.
Right. Well, okay. Well, listen. The fact that I contacted you would help show that I contacted a bunch of... Right?
You know, just the fact that you contacted me doesn't mean that's what we talked about.
Well, you...
I don't remember.
You just told me that you remember that we talked about the public records, and I'm sure that we talked about more, but that's irrelevant. You didn't remember all that, and neither...
You just sit there and try to say that I said more now. I'm not
asking you to lie and tell something that you don't remember.
Right.
The little bit that you do remember...
I'm not sending you anything in writing. I'll answer your email and say if you have an alleged crime, you need to speak with law enforcement. That'll be my answer if you want that.
Oh, so in other words, you're refusing to actually verify. I mean, I don't intend to do this. I don't intend to depose you, but if I wanted to, I could, and I would be well within my moral and legal rights to do so.
Bother me, do it. If you want to depose me, fine.
Here's the thing. I think that there's other ways to get around it. But as one person to another, one person that has a conscience to another person that has a conscience, what in the world would stop you from putting something in writing? Because you actually do remember a little bit. What would it harm, and what would be your...
I just told you, I don't remember it.
Well, you actually did remember a little bit.
I know I remembered a little bit. I told you that, but I don't remember the details that you want me to remember.
I
remember the public records part of...
Well, something is better than nothing.
I think you told me yesterday about the police radio thing, which I also vaguely remember.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. The false arrest.
When they got pissed off at you for that and charged you with...
Yeah, they arrested me for that, and I alleged that it was a false arrest.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, so you actually remember two things, so that's pretty good. What harm would befall you if you actually, you know, documented that you spoke with me on two things that you could remember and about 20 things that you don't remember?
Because it's not my policy to do that.
Policies? Oh, so it's your policy to let me hang in the wind and not have enough evidence to overcome the statute of limitations?
That's how you view it. Look, Gordon, if you want to depose me, depose me. Okay?
You know, I'm well within my rights to pull up a whole boatload of tape recorders. I'm well within my rights to pull up a whole boatload of tape recorders wall to wall. There's case law that allows people to be tape recorded at their office, by the way. I'm well within my right to trick y'all and do all kind of tricky things.
Well, you know, you better make sure if you're recording anybody, and if you're doing it now, I'm not giving you permission, so if you're recording me...
If I'm doing anything against the law, if I'm recording you right now, I guarantee you that I will get in serious trouble, if in fact it's against the law. If I'm doing anything against the law...
You know what? Whatever. You know, if you want to depose me, depose me.
Right.
You know, if you're recording.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest. Hold on.
Recording me is on tape. I'm not giving you permission, nor have I.
But I don't. As argumentative as you're becoming here recently, you used to really care about trying to help out people. But as argumentative, you're
care about trying to help people, but I don't carry out causes, and I don't.
I'm not asking you to carry out a cause. Your job, y'all guys' job up at the state
of Gordon, I don't write things out on conversations I've had a year or two ago. I mean, even in court, if I testified to that, I mean, that's not a lot of help. You know, what do you remember the conversation? Well, this is what I remember.
Well, yeah, okay, you're right.
Well, it was well over a year ago. Well, how long exactly?
Well, okay, hold. You're partly right. It's not a lot of help, but every little bit counts. And I'm under the gun right now, basically. I'm under the gun. Because, I mean...
law enforcement, that's what you need to do.
Well... you know, I honestly don't see how you would get in any trouble or what would prevent you.
Sure you don't.
I'm thinking you're being rather selfish, trying to protect yourself from some slight inconvenience of getting in trouble with Jerry Hill or something.
I don't think... well, I know I wouldn't be in any trouble with Jerry Hill at all.
I'm wondering myself...
well, you can wonder all you want.
Right.
But I can tell you right now...
I would put something in writing if y'all asked me to, if it was well within my ability to do so, okay? I would do that for y'all.
Well, look, I told you what I remember vaguely.
Right.
I'm not putting it in writing.
Oh, yeah? You want to just leave me hanging? Right.
Well, you
I reported it to a shitload of people. I reported it. I don't know that I reported everything, but I reported a whole bunch of things to a whole bunch of people.
Uh-huh.
I was not a lazy ass. I'm not going to put the whole burden on y'all's shoulders. I didn't in the past, and I won't now. But everyone has a part to play, and everyone has a weight to carry, and that includes.
What is the supposed statute of limitations in your
mind? My sources tell me that the federal statute of limitations on this sort of thing is 4 years, and I'm not sure the state might have been 2 years. I honestly don't know, but it's probably out.
If you're gonna pursue this federally, if you want a federal thing, then FDLE and the sheriff's office, I don't think are.
No, there were both state and federal things that were violated.
Which one is if the statute of limitations is up? Then what good is it going to do you to report it?
I'll answer your question. There is case law that says if a poor bloke like me makes a good faith effort and keeps getting turned down through no fault of his own, and then the statute of limitations runs out, if in fact he actually did make a bust-butt effort, which I did, by the way. Even though a lot of time has passed, this was not the only thing I was pursuing. I had a lot of other things.
Did you file a complaint with the Lakeland Police Department?
Hell yes, I did.
So there's your documentation right there.
That's part of the documentation. It's not all of it. It's part of it. It's a piece of it.
Isn't that a good faith effort?
It's a part of a good faith effort. You're partly right. And partly wrong. Okay. Well, listen. Okay.
Hey, it wouldn't be the first time I'm partly right and partly wrong.
Well, listen. I'm sorry that I've caused y'all grief. I did not intend to. And on another note, I know that this is off.
You haven't caused me any grief.
Oh, well, okay. Well, listen, okay. I don't like the answer that you gave me, but I'm going to accept it, all right? I'm not gonna bother you about this matter, all right? You gave me the answer. I didn't like you. You actually gave me about the worst answer I could perceive. You could have put something in writing, said you didn't remember. That would actually not have been as bad, except it would have been false in this case. But you did about the worst that I can take. I'm glad that I don't have a temper, by gosh, or I'd be bent out of shape. But in any event, though, I've accepted your answer, and enough of that. On an unrelated subject, a few years ago when I called in, someone related to me that your co-worker or colleague, Mike Cusick, has type 2 diabetes. Now, I know that this is not a topic you expect me to talk about, but I'm an expert in these areas. Other nations have much lower rates of this, and I figured I'll just convey to y'all a few things that might be helpful.
Well, first of all,
right?
I've never heard that.
Type 2 diabetes is definitely what I remember them saying that he had, and it's something that's very easily treatable and beatable. Right. Be that as it may, when I met him the one time, he was a little...
What does this have to do with anything?
But nothing except that that I just figured that my conscience is telling me maybe I can help out. I don't know.
If he's got some kind of medical issue, I'm sure he's...
I don't know. No, America, let me tell you something. America has much higher rates of cancer than third world countries, people that spend less on stuff. And basically it boils down to what you eat, sleep, exercise,
sure.
and stress.
And also a factor that everybody likes to ignore in that, not that we should be having this conversation anyway.
Right.
But one of the factors that boils down to that is people live longer, so when you live longer, chances are you're going to get cancer.
We don't live as long as China or Japan, and yet we have higher cancer rates. So you're right as far as the third world countries, but as far as China and Japan, they actually live longer and they beat us fair and square. They have longer lifespans and lower cancer. So I'll just boil it down. I studied the stuff until my brain fried in college. It's eating a vegetarian diet, actually. You can, don't take my word. You can look it up and study it at your own leisure. Eating...
I'm very familiar with that.
Regular. It's basically eating, sleeping, exercising, and I'm getting to exercise a little bit more because I'm getting old, beginning a routine here a little bit, and stress. And in my personal opinion, if your conscience is telling you to do something, whether you're right or wrong, if your conscience is telling you to do it and you don't do it, you'll get stressed out. I'm not accusing you of anything, even though I believe you're wrong is song. I believe your conscience is clean.
Conscience is not bothering me.
Okay, well actually I was talking about mine.
I'm telling you, and you know what?
Right.
If I do something wrong in my mind, then my conscience bothers me.
Right. Okay. Well, listen. Listen. The connection that I was mentioning. Now, Mike was real polite when he met with me that one time, but the other two times that I communicated with him, he was downright rude. Now, I don't know. Maybe he's just overworked. But my guess is that he's trying to take some shortcuts, and his conscience will be bothering him. So there are four things that I would...
Okay, if that's what you think, that's fine.
Well, listen, you don't have to take my advice, and he doesn't, but I'm just offering my analysis. If in fact I remember right and I heard right, and he has a health issue, which we all do, we're all getting older, eating, sleeping, exercising, and stress. And
you want me to tell him that?
Yes, by God, even though he didn't help me, I would like to do my part to help him. It's very simple. Eating, sleeping, exercising, and stress. And you can Google me and get on my website, and you can research it on other places if you don't feel like getting on my website. It's very straightforward. Other countries live longer and have lower rates of cancer and other diseases and just kick our butts all over the place.
Okay.
So in any case, eating, sleeping, exercising, and stress, which is probably going to be...
You know, some stress.
Stress. And part of the stress is... I'm guessing that he's trying to take shortcuts. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I'm just going to tell you what's on my heart.
That's your thought process.
Right. It is. You got that right. And I'm going to tell you what's on my heart, and then I'm going to leave it at that because that's all I can do.
I appreciate your concern, Gordon.
Well, listen. Okay. And I appreciate you being a very good listener and communicating with me, what my phone says, 17 minutes and 36 seconds.
Yes.
Okay. Well, in any case...
I didn't hang up on you.
But I appreciate the fact that you have done more than many of the other people combined.
I don't have a problem talking to you.
You have a problem doing be not just a hearer.
I don't have a problem talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want me to do something I'm not going to do, then I'm going to tell you that and be honest with you straight up. I think you would at least appreciate that much.
Well, no. You gave me a straight answer, and I appreciate that.
I know you don't like it, but...
It was not the answer, and I don't like it. Right. Well... But the reasoning that you gave me, I don't even know if you gave me reason.
You were not listening when I did several times.
Oh, you told me you didn't think it would be for much help.
Among other things.
Well, you're right, but not much help is certainly not zero, and every little bit counts. And it would certainly be a lot more help than the time it would take to write up a little simple letter.
Look. You know, you have the option, if you think it's that important to you,
huh?
Pose my ass.
Hmm. Well, if I knew how to do it, I would. And I would not try to depose you to concrete. I would just get it done and over with, and, you know, so it wouldn't wreak havoc with your schedule. But honestly, even if I did know how to do it, and I probably could figure out, honestly, I don't think that the court system would give me a fair shake. Because every other time I've tried to do something that was within my rights, they didn't. So if I knew how to do it, I sure as hell would, because
let me give you a side note.
Okay? Right.
Just so you know.
Right.
Not that you're gonna listen to me, but
No, I'll listen to you because you listen to me. Go ahead.
Anyway, I can at least tell you this, okay?
Right.
All right. Jerry Hill is the only state attorney in the state of Florida that I know of.
Right.
Who has consistently and accurately and with positive results prosecuted law enforcement officers who have done wrong.
Hmm.
He also is the only one in the state that I know of, I mean, two things. He's the only one in the state that I know of he's ever filed, I don't know if it was a murder charge, manslaughter charge, or whatever, actually called a grand jury to look at it. The grand jury filed on it on a police officer who shot somebody, and it was a bad shoot. He's the only one in the state that I've ever done.
My God, that's bad. Our nation is getting in bad shape. But
and this happened, you know, back in like December or so.
I know that the cops. I know the cops and courts protect one another, but I didn't know it was that bad.
I'm trying to tell you, the point I'm trying to make is that assumption you're making is not correct.
Well, okay. Even assuming that you're.
I thought you said you were going to let me talk.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll make my point.
Right.
You know, I've got a secretary like you who won't let me talk. Actually, she's a unit supervisor.
Okay.
She does that a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
But she's actually my best one, so.
Right.
Or one of my best ones.
And I would probably be, too.
Yeah, you probably would, but you got to let me talk.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Okay, and he is the only one that when an officer lies, that he typically, at that point, sends a letter to the agency saying, we're not using them anymore in court, vouch for their credibility. And at that point, the officer becomes useless, and then they have to leave the force.
Well, that's very impressive.
Last point, then you can jibber jabber.
Right.
He's the only one that I know of who has made in plea agreements and pleadings that officers have to give up their standards. So, you know, Jerry is not afraid to go after bad cops, okay?
Well, okay, I'm very impressed, but honestly, two wrongs don't make it right.
Lakewood Police Department, look at Lieutenant Schrader.
Well, oh no, that guy, they kept the guy on long after they found out he was lying. I mean,
we took him to trial. That's not, you're not listening.
He got in trouble only after it was very obvious.
We prosecuted him.
Yeah, yes, only after it ran through the newspaper 20 million times, they kept covering and helping the guy out, and, I mean, he got away with a lot more than you or I would have. But now you're right, y'all did prosecute, but the thing, even if, and I believe everything you're saying.
He violated his probation, so we're going to prosecute him for that, too.
Okay, well, the guy was a troublemaker, and he refused to kick someone off my property.
Now, well, I guess you're wrong, then.
Well, now, I'm part.
I guess you're wrong in your point, then, that we cover for police. So sometimes you're right, Gordon, and sometimes you're wrong. I think that's what you told me.
Well, maybe I was wrong this time, and maybe y'all are not quite as bad as I put y'all up.
But now
y'all,
we're not quite as bad. Didn't realize we were bad at all.
Y'all guys let two damn cops go when I gave your buddy, Mike Cusick, the audio evidence that the cops, the call came in. And then I gave them the affidavit showing that nothing of the sort happened. And he didn't do jack shit. He did not keep his word. He was a liar.
Look, couldn't it just be that you're pissed off at him because they arrested you?
Well, I'm not objective, but I'm not. Also, I'm also not telling you a lie. What, you don't believe me, you can listen to the audio evidence if you haven't lost it.
Well,
right.
Yes, we come back to the point that I've been making for 2 days with you.
Mm-hmm.
Is if your audio is so clear, and you admit you're not an objective person here.
Right. No, of course I'm not objective.
You're an objective person. Take it to law enforcement. Take it to the sheriff's office. Take it to
FBI. They're not objective either. They cover for their own asses. And you know it, and I know it.
I've seen Greg Judd arrest his own people.
Well, he's above average. And I have a feeling that if anyone will help me, he will. But now, hold on. I've been let down so many times in the past. And Grady Judd is a human, after all. Okay?
Well, how do you know he's going to let you down unless you actually take it to him?
Okay, well, I haven't given him a chance because I've been so tied up with giving everyone else a chance, and then I had real life come into the situation.
Well, give Grady a chance.
I will, but I gave you a chance to put something in writing, and, well.
And I failed you.
Right. Okay, well, listen, don't worry. I still have a little bit of tape left, and it hasn't run out. It's all good.
Yeah, well, hopefully you won't keep that tape around.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised at the case law that protects my butt.
Well, then I'll have to say and testify in court against you that I.
No, you don't have to. I'll admit to it. Hold, let me hurry up and say it before the tape runs out. Let me hurry up and say it before the tape runs out. I'm tape recording the conversation and it's on record, so I'm officially giving my word. There we go.
There you go.
So in any case, you don't have to do any of that. If I have
actually, do I need to now file a complaint against you for illegally tape recording me?
Just like you told me with respect to the deposition, go for it. But number one, you don't have the evidence. And number two, if you do get the evidence, you won't get it until you get the case law that protects my butt. So I wouldn't worry about wasting my time. And there is case law that protects me in such situations. Well, the tape's about to run out.
No, you're going to destroy it. Which would be tampering with evidence.
No, by God, I'm not going to destroy it. Because it would not only be something that's permitted, but it would actually help my case and show that I made a good faith effort. The thing that you were supposed to put in...
this, Gordon.
Right?
Okay. Here's the problem with what you just did, because I'm not giving you permission to tape record this.
No, you don't have to. You don't know the case law.
I'm just going to tell you, from here on out, I'm just going to inform the front desk from here on out.
But you don't want to talk to me on the phone. Well, I'd better get some good mileage out of my tape.
Well,
listen, on a personal note, I want to apologize for offending you.
And I won't be taking any more phone calls.
Okay, there we go. It's flipped over. Now, so you were saying you don't want to take any more phone calls because it's a felony. Well, if I'm committing a felony, then if you get some evidence to that effect, then you can prosecute me. As a matter of fact, y'all guys are... capable in...
Actually, I will tell you this, since you informed me that.
Right. You can actually file... You can actually make an affidavit.
I'll tell you the conversation's over, so have a good one.
Well, bye-bye.